This is the StarQuest Headlines 2-Minute Update for July 26, 2018, brought to you by SQPN.com, where faith meets pop culture. I'm Don Bethanelli. When Ahmed Best, the actor behind the oft-maligned Star Wars character Jar Jar Binks, revealed several weeks ago that criticism of the character once led him to contemplate suicide, many people were shocked, but others acknowledged that it is yet another example of toxic, entitled fandom. Even actor Simon Pegg, who also has had a small role in The Force Awakens and is a Star Wars fan, he's now admitted publicly that he regrets mocking Jar Jar. He said he feels ashamed that he forgot that there was a real human being behind the character that he heaped hate upon. We do well to remember that it's good to be a fan, but if we're Christians, we must love like Jesus Christ would. NASA is taking the next step in the era of commercial spaceflight, saying it will soon announce the astronaut crews who will test Boeing's Starliner and SpaceX's Crew Dragon spacecraft. The announcement will come on August 3rd, and the test crews will start testing the spacecraft later this year, eventually taking them to the International Space Station. The two private spacecraft are crucial elements of NASA's plan to have its own ability to launch astronauts to the ISS after 2019 and no longer rely on Russia's Soyuz spacecraft. Generations of candy lovers will remember the Necco Sweetheart candies, shaped like little hearts with pithy sayings printed on them, that were often part of Valentine's Day celebrations. Many Catholics of a certain age will also remember Necco wafers, discs of sugary candy that Catholic kids often used to pretend they were celebrating Mass. Now those traditions may be at an end. Necco, short for the New England Candy Company, was the oldest continually operating candy maker in the U.S. until they shut their doors this week. The company had been close to closure due to Chapter 11 bankruptcy until early last month when they were purchased by an investment company, but that reprieve was short-lived when that company sold Necco to another this week, who shut down the factory abruptly, laying off the employees. Fans of Stargate SG-1 were heartened last year when they learned that a spin-off of the long-running show would be available on a new streaming service. Stargate Origins debuted this year as a prequel set in the 1930s that showed how the Stargate had been discovered in Egypt. But what comes next for the franchise? Now, SG-1 star Christopher Judge says he's willing to write and produce a new series that would tell the story of the Jaffa, the warrior slaves of the Gua'uld, the aliens who used the Stargates to conquer many worlds, including ancient Earth. Judge had played a free Jaffa on SG-1 named Teal, and while there's no definitive plans yet, in this era when every imaginable intellectual property capable of being turned into a franchise is producing new content like mad, it's not impossible for it to happen. And that's the StarQuest Headlines Update. Find links to the stories and be sure to subscribe for our updates every weekday at sqpn.com/headlines. I'm Don Bethanelli.